Hello and welcome to the Rose Pricks Finding Prince Charming podcast. I'm Ronnie.
Ronnie Carroll.
And that's Stephanie. No, say it again. Crazy. I messed it up. I even overtalked you in the beginning.
Ugh. No, you normally do a whole beginning. I was just messing with you.
Okay, let's change it up. Hi, I'm Ronnie.
I'm Stephanie.
And we're Finding Prince Charming.
We're so jacked up right now. We're jacked up on good times and laughs and I don't know.
We're jacked up on yes! We just did our bonus episode going into the deep dives of Twitter and Instagram for the Finding Prince Charming boys. And Jesus Christ, that shit was funny. We only made it through like 4 tweets.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Danique is a freak.
Spoiler alert, Danique. That's it. Just
Danique. Oh my God. This episode, this was the finale, and it really didn't disappoint. It was really kind of funny and stupid.
I mean, I think the only person who is disappointed here is that person who really still believes in real gay love. It's a lie. Doesn't happen, okay? It's all a lie. Just go kill yourself now. Be done with yourself. Just die. So everybody, if you want to find our bonus episodes, go over to rosepricks.com and sign up, okay? And thank you to everybody who's a premium member. We so appreciate it. We love doing those bonus episodes. And when we come back for Bachelor, we're really going to come back with all cylinders firing. We're already excited, and that's not even for a couple of months.
So get your friends, tell your friends, and get them excited for what they're going to be doing in January.
Also, if you want to find us on Instagram, Stephanie is at S. Wilder Taylor, and I am at Ronnie Karam, K-A-R-A-M. I'm from the Watch What Crappens podcast. Stephanie is from the For Crying Out Loud podcast. And together we come together and make podcast babies. Okay, so finale episode.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I can't wait for the reunion. That's all that's my macro note. It's going to be hilarious.
This reunion is going to be, this is a whole generation of queens raised on The Real Housewives.
Yes.
This was like their Saturday morning cartoons, The Housewives, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
And they know how to fight and yell. And, you know, of course, there's going to be Sam. How dare you? Sam will be there screaming at people. So we're in. But before we get to the reunion, we have to get through the magical trip to the magical, mystical, world-famous Palm Springs.
Oh, my God. I laughed so hard at how many times they said Palm Springs.
I love that they're making Palm Springs sound like Rome.
Oh, that's what I have that written down. That's especially when Lance first comes in and he's like, you guys aren't going to believe it. Hold on to your seats. We're going to Tahiti. I mean, Palm Springs.
There's an IHOP here. That's international.
All right. Well, we should.
My grandma used to say that about IHOP. She'd be like, y'all enjoy your pancakes. They're international.
So maybe we should just skip over to. I mean, there's a little bit of business at the beginning, but basically that Eric, I just have a note here that Eric, they're back from the black tie ceremony and they're packing their bags up because I guess they've heard that they're going somewhere. And Eric looks high, doesn't he?
Eric always looks high. Eric has, you know, Garfield face. His eyes are always half closed. He looks exhausted. Yeah. I don't even know how the kid had enough energy to bleach his teeth. I have a feeling he probably fell asleep. That's why they're so white. He just left those trays in his mouth. He probably don't have any enamel left on those teeth. He fell asleep with the trays in, and now he can't even chew, you know, chips.
I think you're right.
He was saying, he's like, moving on without Justin will be hard for me. He was my support system. And then there's like a big long pause that the editors left in. And he's like, I'm scared to leave here alone because I am in love with Robert. You're as bad as the women. You are not in love with Robert. Get some self-respect.
Yep.
And Dylan goes,
Dylan's like, I just want a connection that he can never break. You know? Okay, stalker. But Dylan, listen, if I hook up with Robert, I'm just saying, He's not going to ever leave me. I will make sure of that.
I want to be sure I know where he is sleeping so I can cut his throat if he ever tries to leave me. Dylan's like, Dylan's English is on point this episode. He had so many good words. He's like, I want to find love genuinely. I need to find a connection. Like, are you speaking in an accent right now? Because some of your words are bad, but usually not like 10 in a sentence.
Kaniki from Greece. What's happening?
Or do you want a cornerstone? Like, you're mispronouncing 10 different words at the same time right now. I literally don't know what you want.
Yeah. And then Brandon is just talking like his higher powers speaking through him all the time. He's just like, I just want the main focus to be Prince Charming's Prince Charming and just to let it all hang out.
Yeah, he's like, focus, when I envision this, my man looked a lot like Robert on my vision board. Also like Richard Gere, kind of. And also kind of the Dunkin' Donuts guy. But, I mean, he's close enough. You know, he's a guy and he's here. He's the guy who's standing in front of me, which was in my vision board. It's there.
Yeah.
Hum, dong, yeah. Dong, dong, dong. All the guys only have backpacks. Everything they own, they can fit into a backpack.
Yep.
But Brandon also has a Bible. LOL. I was like, hey, nothing says like, let's go fucking Palm Springs, like the sober dude with a Bible.
Yep.
Darling, I mean, I get that you're sober, but you can be sober and read Danielle Steele.
I agree.
The Bible's so depressing.
Speaking from experience.
Like, literally, does anybody do anything fun in the Bible? Never.
I don't drink, and I don't read the Bible.
Yeah. You see, there you go. That's how to be sober, Steph.
Yeah. Sober bitches. All right. So the guys are super excited to go to Palm Springs, and they say it like 30 times. We're going to Palm Springs. It's a little piece of paradise at Palm Springs. We're going to be – then they get to Palm Springs, and they go, we're at – Warm Springs. It's paradise. Palm Springs. Let's walk into the villas. It's beautiful in Palm Springs. Like, have you ever been to Palm Springs? Palm Springs is amazing.
Yeah, this Marriott courtyard at the Palm Springs is a little piece of international paradise, everybody. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
I thought it was so ghetto that Robert was actually in the car on the way with them. Because normally they all have to travel, and then when they get there, it's the bachelorette. JoJo's waiting for her, feeling vulnerable in a cutout dress. But this time, they're so cheap that he's actually in the car. He's like, so what do we talk about in the car on the way through the Palm Springs? And Dylan was sitting in the back.
You guys want to play the out-of-state license plate game? I see Arizona.
Do you want to play Slug-a-Bug?
Ow, Robert, that was too hard.
Oh, you're my little bug. So I make a slug on the bug. World famous Palm Springs. So Dylan is sitting in the back seat, which was funny. Brandon was in the front seat, which everybody thought Brandon was going to win. I thought Brandon was going to win.
I suspected it until the accident.
You are literally lame.
Once he had the accident, I was like, oh, you're done.
I cannot be with a man who cannot afford to go work. So Dylan is sitting in the back seat, which I loved, but Dylan is giving those flirty eyes with his wonky face. Like, he makes his wonky face like he's trying to be flirty, but it doesn't work. He needs to do the flirty face in the mirror. But he's, like, looking at Robert like they're making these deep, soulful eyes. It's like the back of his neck, dude. Calm down. What do you think? What do you think's going to happen right now? And Dylan's like, so, Robert, did you envision that it would be us three at the end? And Robert goes, no. He's like, no, but it's okay. I mean, I'm glad it's you, I guess. But, you know, no, I didn't see it like this.
I thought you were going to be kicked off like 4 episodes ago. How did you slip through the cracks? How did you slip through my crack?
So after continental breakfast at the Marriott,
right?
They go into their rooms.
Right.
And they all have little, what do you call that when you put paper in between the two pieces of plastic and iron it? Why can I never remember this word? Laminated. They have like little laminated cards in, you know, some Photoshop font of their hashtags.
Hashtag.
And man, if you need to be reminded about how boring these fuckers are, look at those hashtags.
Oh my God. Oh my
God. Hashtag Dylan.
So fucking boring.
Hashtag Dylan's hashtag. Hashtag spontaneity. Eric's hashtag, be myself. Brandon's hashtag, happiness. It's like, you guys, make an effort.
Make an effort.
So then they get letters from Roberto. And listening to these guys try and read is hilarious. Dylan is like, honesty and hope, love, Robert. Like, he read the word love and he's like, love, Robert.
I didn't even separate them. I just have a thank you for being so honest. I'm beyond happy. I followed my heart. My walls were down. I never felt so vulnerable on a journey with my open heart to take the next steps. You're truly the essence of happiness. Last stop on the journey.
Last stop on the slug bug of the train. I just wrote them down because, yeah, like you said, they're so vanilla. He's like, Eric, you are beyond strong. And the way that Eric reads it, he's like, Eric, you are beyond strong. Strone? What's a strone? Why did he call me a strone? It's a strong. Oh, yeah,
I'm
like strong.
A scone? Is that at Starbucks? I have a Starbucks card. I'm going to use it on a stone. On a
scone.
Gone. Whatever.
I'm going to use it on a throne.
Do they have fruit in the middle?
I don't eat carbs. It's just strong. Oh, well, yeah. Okay, I'm strong. And then Brandon's like, Brandon, you have a sense of happiness. And that's what I love about you. Oh! Like, you guys cannot even read. It's not like he's putting big words in there, fools.
That was so awful.
Pool time.
They're all in the pool and quote, it's getting real. And Dylan is like, Dylan starts coming. He's back. He's back to play. He's like, I'm trying to connect with Robert. In the past I've done a lot of chasing, but let me tell you something. I want to be chased. You know, I mean, a touch or a look. I mean, any of that would make it a little better for me. Like, I don't understand. Why is Robert not chasing me? I'm getting very angry right now.
No. Why is Robert not chasing Dylan? Dylan just wants love with the Robert. And Dylan's relationships are always Dylan chasing the person. I want to be chased in this instance. He's like, in this instance, I want to be wanted. I'm like, you know that won't means you won't do something, right? Want is a different word.
I really don't know
what Dylan knows and what Dylan doesn't know.
Yeah.
I want to be wanted. I won't. I won't do this anymore. You won't want me?
So you want to? No, I won't. But you want. Yes, you will.
Will you take this man's hands in marriage?
Oh, you won't. No, I want to.
I want to. Robert is like, the guys have all been so honest with me. They've told me their interior feelings. They've told me all of their soulful, vulnerable walls down in their insides. It is only fair because I have held a secret for a decade.
Oh my God, my stomach hurts.
How are you holding a secret for a decade when you post in dick pics online? There is an Instagram video of you coming all over yourself. That is not holding a secret.
That's bursting a secret out of you.
Like, putting something online is like literally the opposite of keeping a secret. It's like, I have kept a secret.
But I'm going to escort shame right now. You gross.
You nasty.
All right. Okay,
Robert's
here it goes.
Like, oh, you go.
When I was way back in college, 30 years ago, I mean, 5 years ago, when I was in college, I had no money. I started escorting. Here's what I was thinking. Can you imagine this on The Bachelor? If one of the women was just like, yeah, so true confession time, I used to be a prostitute. I worked in Vegas, and you know, it was just for like a couple years. Just, I mean, no, that would never happen. Oh,
Well,
imagine, no, wait, imagine if it was The Bachelorette. Imagine if The Bachelorette was like, yeah, guys, gather around. I gotta be honest with you guys about something. I used to be an escort. I was a hooker. Can you imagine that?
no, I can't imagine it in this one only because when all those links were coming out about Robert Sepulveda Jr. in the very beginning. I actually watched those links and they were so disturbing. He was doing some disturbing shit in those videos, okay? We've already talked about it. I don't want to make anybody lose their lunch, but he was doing really gross things. Nothing he does now will surprise me. Like a little another head could pop out of his shoulder and I'd be like, "Whatever." I
Yeah.
mean, at least he didn't drink sperm out of a condom.
I know, but
Like
you have to admit, there is a huge double standard for women. Not saying that the gays don't have there's issues there, but imagine a woman with a bunch of guys going like, "Yeah, I used to, I did some anal sex porn and you know, I drank guys' cum. I did some gangbang stuff, but that was back then." That was like 8 years ago, you guys.
I love how Robert is making it sound like, oh, way back in the day, when the Bible was being written, I made a mistake escorting. No, bitch, you are a rent-a-boy, like very recently, okay?
Yeah.
Not.
Like.
Also, Dylan, this whole time, because everyone's thinking he's going to say, I have a secret. I'm really worth $19 billion and I'm the king of Morocco or whatever. Everyone's like waiting for this big, huge secret. And Dylan just keeps nodding his head with he's like making his wonky, deep thinking face. And he's like, Like everything that's being said is so fascinating. And then Robert's like, I was an escort for like 5 minutes, you know, a long, long time ago. And Dylan just keeps nodding. He doesn't stop
Yeah.
nodding.
He's like, when are you going to get to the secret part?
And the rumor is that Dylan was a camboy.
What's
That's
that?
I heard that this weekend. A camboy or a camgirl is someone who it's like a sex worker on webcam, you know, where they're like,
Oh,
if you get me that flat screen,
yeah.
you know, I'll make my cornhole wink or like whatever they do.
Right.
But apparently he was a camboy and he is like, well, we've all done these sorts of things in my past.
Right,
I
right,
mean,
right.
there was,
Yeah.
you know, you shouldn't, he goes, you shouldn't allow something like that to defend who you are now. His words. He goes, I'm not happy with my past either. I've done those things and they don't defend who I am now. I was like, oh my God. Only because there ain't a webcam turned on.
Well, yeah, Dylan's like, I mean, who among us hasn't sold like sex for money? I mean, please, if you haven't, I'd like to meet the person who hasn't.
Oh, look, it's like I always say, if you're thin, gorgeous, young, you have a perfect body, a big dick, and or a bubble butt, and you haven't sold that yet, you are wasting the talent God gave you. So I'm
Yeah.
all for it. You sell, girl. It's just Robert is now crying, okay? He's like, oh, I was an escort, and it affected me in my relationships because I didn't know if people were just l with me for my looks or if they were with me for me. I was like, how do you think John's felt?
Well, I also though I have to say that that's a pretty big leap from I was an escort to I couldn't decide if people were after me for my looks. Like those are two different things. I
You're
mean, there's
literally
plenty of
being nice to
escorts that are
people
not.
because they're paying you, and you're worried about if they're being genuine with you. No, they ain't being
Right.
genuine. They're a customer. It's like, is the sweater gonna start crying because it doesn't know if you really like it because it's soft or because it's beautiful? No, the sweater doesn't cry. It's a sweater. Stop crying, ho!
But yeah, but also they might not think you're good looking. You're just willing to fuck them for money.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand that thinking.
I just didn't
Like, okay, if
understand the
you're a if you
sobbing.
listen, if you're a model, see, here's the difference. If you're a model, then I could see you going like, look, I'm a model. I can't I'm very good looking. I can't tell if people genuinely like me because I'm a beautiful model or because they think I have a good personality. If you're a porn star, That's different. That does not necessarily have to do with your looks.
It has to do with your 10-inch dick. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
So everybody's
maybe he
like
said that.
Yeah, exactly. And all
I'm
the
not
guys
sure. It's hard to know if they like me because of my hard cock or because I'm such a nice guy.
Who cares about why they like you? They are the customers, okay? The customer is always right, no matter what reason they had for liking you or disliking you. Do not question the customer. I am so writing something bad on your comment card. I'm opening your ass cheeks, and I'm going to be like, no, bad service, waited for water. Bread wasn't refilled. Shrimp raw.
Needed salt. So
all the guys are basically like, oh, yeah, who isn't a whore? Yeah, they're Brad,
I'm so honored he opened up so much.
I like when Brandon goes, I like when people are vulnerable because look, now Robert is fully whole. I'm like, oh God, please don't say whole. He just talked about being a whore.
Please don't say opened up either.
So Lance's eyebrows come in and he's like, welcome to legendary Palm Springs. It's a legend. And Robert is like, we are going to crosswalks, rainbow crosswalks. We make rainbow in the crosswalk for the poor people who cannot see the crosswalk. I don't want some poor gay person to die not knowing. Do I cross or do I not? It's the same color as the street. How should they know?
Yes, we must do this. For LGBT.
Lugabata. I would like to name my first baby Lugabata. LGBT.
So they go and they paint the crosswalk and it's hilarious until, Brandon hears a pop and lo and behold, he's fucked up his ankle.
Oh God, someone on our Facebook but leave it up to Brandon to become injured in a crosswalk. That shit is hilarious. Like skipping through the crosswalk. How did he even injure himself? They were like
How
jumping
old is
over
this guy?
Well, that's the thing. Look, being overweight, and I'm speaking as an overweight person, you hurt yourself very easily. I hurt my back just, you know, like picking something up out of my bed. I was like, where's my iPad? And I hurt my back.
Right.
Or like you'll get up wrong and it's like, oh, my ankle hurts. And being overweight doesn't just mean fat. It also means taking too many roids and going to the gym too much just to avoid doing heroin. And then before you know it, you're 500 damn pounds. Your ankles can't support that.
But who ruptures their Achilles tendon from skipping?
Nobody.
Old people.
Like literally nobody.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, old people. Well, old people skip.
So I have a suspicion that drug-seeking behavior. He's like,
oh,
I just
totally
want to get to the hospital and get what I need and then get back to RJ.
Yeah. He's like, opiates. Opiates. Ow, my ankle hurts. I need some opiates. I'm like, okay. Here's a shot.
Yeah.
Here's some Oxy. He's like, finally I got what I came for. Oxycontin. I just wanted to say, I think that, you know, as much as we make fun of really dark things on this show, I'm really thankful to Robert Sepulveda Jr. for coming up with a charity that addresses the fact that these faggots will just walk into the middle of the street. I live in West Hollywood, and these queens are just, they will just walk into the street and be like, how dare you not stop? They all scream like Sam. They're just like, that's how they feel important. They just walk into the street and then cars screech to a stop. And they're like, that's right. That's right. You stopped, girl. You're about
Robbie.
To get sued. You hit me.
Give me some Robbie using the rainbow crosswalk.
You're like, ooh, it's like a different flavor on every step. How lucky are we? Oh my God, that car stopped. It worked. It worked.
Oh my God, that is the best.
So Robert's like, we are trying to have fun in the crosswalk, but
yeah. But somebody has gotten hurt and now we must go.
When you said we're trying to have fun in the crosswalk, I started laughing so loud. And yes, I wrote the same thing. I wrote, popped his ankle, anyone have opiates? We're horrible people.
And then for no reason, they literally show a hearse driving by. Did you see that?
Eric goes, You know, I really know that he's hurt and I feel terrible for him. Like, his face is white now, and when someone's Hispanic heritage drains out of their face, it means serious pain. I'm actually black. I just have chronic lower back pain.
Yeah. Hashtag chronic lower back pain.
It's like when.
Hashtag
Hashtag yes,
empathy
girl!
for me. Yeah.
Hashtag
Yes.
Danita Freak Batch. So Brandon is taken to the emergency room of the Rainbow Crosswalk Baby Foundation.
But not to be overshadowed, back at the house, Dylan feels a confrontation coming on, girl.
Oh, you knew it was coming at some
Roberto
point.
is seems like he's more into the other guys, and that's bullshit. Like, I get it, whatever. Like, oh, I hurt my Achilles tendon. Oh, I'm at the emergency room. But you know what? I'm feeling ignored. And like, if they're gonna just keep ignoring me like this, I'm gonna go call him out.
And of course, typical Dylan, he's like, it's time, let's nip it in the butt. Lols. So Robert and Brandon, Roberto goes in to see Brandon. Brandon's like, oh, here I am sitting, just you and all my foot's up because it hurts. And Roberto's like,
Yeah.
oh, he looks so adorable, so helpless.
Yeah. Then he's like, I just want to let you know that I might either have like a 4 month recovery or a year. So,
It was a full rupture of my Achilles tendon. It could be
yeah.
like a year. It could be 5 years. I don't
Yeah.
know when I'm ever gonna walk again. Will I walk again? I don't know. Nobody knows. And did you
No.
notice that he said the doctor thinks it's a full rupture of my Achilles tendon? What does that
Yeah.
mean? The doctor thinks. Was it or not? Did you go to a doctor? Is it like the
Yeah.
Marriott maid who came in and wrapped a towel
Yeah.
around you?
He's
I believe in you.
like I called a friend of mine that I know from Rage, and he's a doctor. I mean, he's like a cardiologist, but anyway, I called him and I told him like that my ankle hurts really bad, and he's like that was one of the things on the list that he said could be wrong. So, it could be a year.
He starts crying and he's like, I want these last moments to be perfect and mobile.
I'm
Perfect.
in so much pain. Oh, so much pain. I can't think about anything but the pain.
Well, who says I want our last moments to be mobile? That's so weird. My vision board, we were mobile. Okay. That's in my vision board, we were mobile. We were not sitting down. Oh, what's gonna happen? And Roberto starts crying too, and he goes, but we are perfect and mobile. And in a relationship, I will be mobile for you, and you will be mobile for me. It's like, you do what? What
And
are
he's
you
like,
two talking
well, okay,
about?
speaking of being mobile, can you be a deer and grab me an oxy? Thanks.
Could you use my mobile to call in a prescription for Oxy? That would be great. So
God.
next, Robert goes over to visit Eric, and he's like, Eric, may I speak to you outside of your hotel room? And I was like, oh no, he won't even go in. Probably because he thinks there's a gas leak because Eric looks so exhausted all the time. But Eric comes out and he's like, yeah. And he's like, would you like to go on a date? And he's like, oh, I'm so excited. Yes, I do want to go on a date. I was like, oh my God, someone pressed snooze on the Garfield clock. It's 8 a.m.
But didn't you feel at the time, and now we know better, but didn't you feel like he wanted Brandon? But he was like, well, I don't like Dylan. So since Brandon, is going to be a buzzkill and be in a chair, not mobile, I guess I'll ask Eric.
It turns out that Brandon, even as injured as he was, like a little bird, was given no drugs. What is the point? There is no moving mobile forward when a
Yeah.
man is leaning backwards into a chair. Yeah, I didn't understand. I thought he was going to go for Brandon too, but you know, people, I don't know, it's very hard, I think, to be a gay hooker and not drink. It's called self-medicating for a
I
reason,
agree.
guys.
I agree. Oh, but before the Eric thing, by the way, Roberto goes to talk to Dylan.
He's like, oh, Dylan, would you like to hug maybe very awkwardly and possibly not very mobily? He's like, okay.
And then Dylan says to camera, I just want everybody to know that whatever I say right now, it's going to be genuine, and from
it's going to be Jinin.
And from my hair.
I wrote down so, Jinin.
It's going to be Jinin and from my hair. So, like, if you hear it, it's from my hair.
I hope he tells me we're together. I want to be wanted.
So he breaks it down. He's like, I feel distant and I don't want to feel that way.
Yeah. And I felt distant and I wanted to get your side because if it's true, it's true. And if it's not true, it's not true. If it's kind of true, like, I don't know, maybe it's in the middle of truth and truth. Maybe it's the other kind of true. What kind of true is it? It's like, did you hear anything? Like, there's
my
no
hurts
rumor.
On one level, and like, maybe your hurts on a different, like a totally different level. Like, if our hurts aren't on the same level, then I don't even want to be here.
Yeah, Robert was basically like, thank you for making this easy for me.
Yeah.
He's like, I do feel connection from the other guys is stronger. I would be lying to you otherwise, but let us face it. I am a hooker. You are a camboy. That is lower than my rung. You are out!
Yeah. And then Dylan...
What's up with everybody quitting on this show?
Doesn't even spit on anyone, which was surprising.
That's true. I felt bad for the other guys.
Oh, wait. Dylan wasn't the spitter. Sam was the spitter.
Yeah, Sam was the spitter.
Yeah.
He spit on Dylan.
All right. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised that Dylan didn't spit at anyone.
Well, maybe someone spit on Dylan on the way out just so he'd feel at home as he left. It's like, fuck you!
Oh. So he's out, and that's completely, like, anticlimactic.
Robert's such a bitch, though. He goes, okay, then. Well, I'm going home today because... I don't want to be in the way. And Robert goes, thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
And then Dylan immediately stops holding in his stomach. He just lets his stomach spill out. I was like, that's how to do it, girl. That's how to break up with a bitch. Like, see, I had a pot belly this whole time. Go fuck yourself, Robert.
Yep. And then, so then Roberto has a romantic dinner set up with Eric. And he's like, we're having a nice dinner together in Palm Springs.
The world famous Palm of the Springs.
Destination of Palm Springs.
Who does the camera work on this show? I mean, is this someone's like 5-year-old child they hired to do the camera work? They're like, let's pan the restaurant. Make sure to get that bright red exit sign in there.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that?
Yeah. So this is one of my favorite parts because basically Roberto's like, what's with the fucking attitude? He's like, are you scared or something? Like, why are you so like shut down?
Well, it was such an awkward, this is basically their whole relationship we're seeing right now. He goes, oh, here we are in a restaurant. Yes, a restaurant in Palm Springs. Yes, Palm Springs. Waiting for a waiter. Yes, a waiter. Oh, poor Brandon. Yes, Brandon. His foot. Oh, yeah, his foot. Weird day. What a weird day. Dinner. Yes, dinner. Together. Yeah, here we are having dinner. I was like, Jesus! Are you just going to repeat everything he says? And he's like, what are you distant? I don't get clear signals from you. He's like, signals. Clear signals.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden he has this really weird thing, and he's like, yeah, I mean, obviously, I was really worried about, I'm scared. I'm scared of getting hurt.
Oh, you know? God. And then the Phantom of the Opera organ music starts playing. The music is so inappropriate on this show. He's like, I'm sick of being hurt. And it's like, bing, 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 organ. Bing, 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 bing.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Like, yeah, I'm scared to be in beautiful Palm Springs with someone I'm attracted to that I've been vulnerable with and shared my soul. Like, what if we go on separate journeys?
Hey, listen. On the night of the masquerade party, I like had like 5 masks. And I let myself fall and you were there. It was like that trust game, but there was no donuts after. And I want to create and I want to build things. And if you want to create and if you want to build things, let's go to Build-A-Bear. Otherwise, let's have dinner. Because right now we're having dinner. And Robert's like, oh, yes, This is the side of you I needed to see.
The Build-A-Bear side. I didn't know you like Build-A-Bear. I like Legos, but also Build-A-Bear.
Oh.
So I do like to build. Sometimes I like to do origami, which is a form of creating.
It's not technically building, but it is turning paper into something beautiful, which is basically what this relationship will be like with him. Yes. Like, take a blank piece of paper, it stays blank. But maybe it's a duck now. I don't know. A bird.
Or a crane. I don't know. I can't predict the future.
But we've laughed. Me and Eric, we have laughed together. We have cried together. We have been better than cats together.
We have built a crane together out of paper. It's a beautiful relationship.
Look, oh, we God. Are sitting in a building. People built this. He's like, that's what I mean. Oh, we shall be in a relationship. I like that this one's never like, I will propose to him. It's like, he will have the honor of being in a relationship. You know, basic relationship.
You know, like we'll go to dinner or whatever once a week.
So they continue this fascinating conversation with closed mouth kissing a lot in the pool. And he's like, look, it is a full moon. Yes, it's a full moon. You know what they say about the full moon, right? No, what? Crazy stuff happens during full moon.
That was the best comic timing right there. Like, the best pause. You know what they say about the full moon. Crazy.
He goes, Eric, you were the first guy I saw in the house. And Eric goes, that's interesting.
He has zero personality. It's insane.
Both of them do.
I know.
It's so weird. It's like going to a carnival when you're a little kid and you just won something and they're like, okay, pick your goldfish. And it's like a bag of 100 dead-eyed goldfish.
Right.
They're all the same. But how do you pick?
I was wondering, though, I sounded like Dylan. I was wondering if they, did it?
I was wondering.
Is this like the Bachelor fantasy suite? Is it like, I mean, it's a little different on the Bachelor because they're supposedly like deciding if they're going to propose. So I guess they don't have to sleep with each other. But
no, I don't
I was
think they have fantasy
like,
are, suite.
But they each have their own room.
Yeah, but I don't even think they even had their own room. I think that they just waited to see the guests leave for the day, and then they like snuck into their rooms, like when the maid was cleaning. That's why you could hear like faint vacuum in the background.
They're like, somebody's checking in at 4, so can you guys clear out?
Could you guys go back to that van and just wait until we have another maid service? I don't know if they had the final suite, but I mean, I'm not even being catty right now, but I don't think you can have fantasy suite and fuck all three guys when one of them has HIV. That just seems too reckless. I mean, I get condoms and stuff, but I mean, I don't.
So you think they were like, listen, you guys are, if you guys want to do it, you're on your own, like off the show.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe in the pool. I don't know.
I'm like, okay, you guys are making out. They're getting hot and heavy in the pool. I'm like, so do they just go like, okay, guys, we're done shooting. So let's go back to your room and then find out who Robert picks.
They should have had the fantasy suite in a pool house.
Oh my God. They could have been like, Chad, that's save it for the fantasy suite. You guys want to go use the fantasy suite right now? You mean the pool house? No. No, I don't.
So the next day, Eric and Brandon get together. And where were they? I just wrote Eric and Brandon. Let me see. Eric and Brandon. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Eric and Brandon are talking in Brandon's room. And Eric's like, this is really hard because I feel like I'm connected to him and I have something special with him. But then when I hear you talk about it, I'm like, oh my God, you guys are connected. And it like sounds very similar to how I feel. Yeah, because you both have beige feelings that mean nothing. Okay. Your feelings are like, wow, he's handsome. I hope he picks me. That is not feelings.
Yeah. So right after that, then those two hug.
And Brandon really thinks he's going to win because he's like, Beta Meryl, I could know if I'm going to be in a relationship. But he looks like, oh, you poor little Craig, little thing. Get out of my room.
Okay.
And get me some oxy.
So then he goes to Brandon's room. Roberto does. Robert.
He's like, hello, my little toot.
He climbs in bed with him immediately.
Yeah, he gives him like a little toot. Which, you know that means fart, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's what my mom used to say. Like, you little toot.
Yeah.
That's a fart. He's like, you are my little toot. And he's like, no, you're my little toot. He's like, I got you a little toot bear. Tiny toot bear for you. And he's like, oh my God, little toot bear. That's so cute. And then they lay in bed. And
like,
stuff.
But what I really need is a pain pill. Did you bring one of those? What if his personality, what if he did just like start doing pain pills and then his personality just changed and he's like, just get the fuck out of my room.
Well, people do say, do you want a toot when they are taking a snort of coke, actually. Yeah. So that is interesting that he calls him his little toot. That's horrible. I just realized that.
True.
What an awful nickname to give a sober person. Poor thing, my little toot. You are my little line of cocaine, possibly done off a headless ass in the back of an alley.
Okay, so let's see. Oh my God.
God damn it. No, we do not want to buy your goddamn product. You stupid. 100 flowers.
Okay, so they get in bed and cuddle and Roberto's all over Brandon. So now at this point, I'm just being honest, I was predicting that Brandon wins in my mind.
I mean, I thought that
like
Brandon
on sports, like I wasn't like on sportswhatever.com betting on it, but I was to myself like, yeah, Brandon's going to win.
I did too. I thought for a while he was going to win.
I just thought they had more chemistry. I'm like, okay, immediately he gets in bed. First of all, I was like, the date with Eric was awkward and he clearly is more attracted to Brandon because he gets in bed with him immediately. He's like all over him. He's always the one kissing Brandon first.
My theory is that Brandon doesn't have a job. That's my theory. And that Eric at least cuts hair. And, you know, Robert can always use a haircut.
Sure can.
They're in bed and Robert starts sobbing again. Look, I do not need to see a grown man sobbing this much. I get that men cry, but this is like his fifth time. We're like halfway through the show and he's like, I would like to thank you for being so very authentic and it's very powerful. I mean, you are so authentic. And he's like, you guys being so honest and open with me. And then I got to tell you that I'm a hooker. And he's like, well, I want to be sympathetic, but, you know, I always get Eric on his man and possibly a 20. So I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what to think right now.
Well, by the way, this is mean, but I was feeling like it was so affected that maybe that's just one of the things on his menu. Like, you could pay me and I will cry.
I will cry on your dick. Give me your dick.
Cry on your dick. Some men, they like emotion on their dick.
Some men like a salty squeeze. So this, I just can't watch him cry anymore. And he's like, here are your crutches. So
want to say that. So my thinking here was, okay. So are we at the restaurant? Because he wasn't crying in bed, right? He was crying at the restaurant.
Oh, God. Did they go to a restaurant, too?
Yeah. So they went to a restaurant and there was like a little like heart candles in a heart for them to sit and eat.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They went to a restaurant after they got out of bed and went to a restaurant. And that's when he really starts crying. So and I was not sure. I was like, either he's feeling guilty because he knows he's going to kick Brandon off and Brandon's going to be a homeless drug addict giving blowjobs for a bottle of Boone's Farm. Or if he was just truly so into Brandon that he was overwhelmed with emotion and crying. And then I was like, I think it's the first thing. So at this point now, I'm like, okay, he's picking Eric.
I think it's
he just
just
feels really
option,
guilty.
I think it's option C, where this show costs $5. He's been sleeping in a van, and he's going to get any free meal he can at this point. He's like, would you like to go to a restaurant? It's like your fifth time at a restaurant, dude.
Yeah, okay. So that too.
So Lance is like, are we at the Lance interview now?
Yes.
That's my next time. I think I got bored in that scene because I didn't write anything down. Yeah, his eyebrows. He's like, so Robert, you've cried a few times, huh?
Yeah.
And Robert's like, ooh. And then he does the typical bachelorette thing where he's like, well, Eric is vulnerable. Brandon touches my core. He's so open and vulnerable.
But I cannot be in a hot tub with Brandon for a year because of his Achilles tendon. His Achilles tendon is now my Achilles tendon.
Do you know what brought Brad Pitt down in this movie about a wooden horse? His Achilles tendon. I cannot be with somebody who can be taken down like Brad Pitt. He was my hero. I'm feeling so vulnerable.
By the way, I think this is an appropriate time to say that somebody tweeted us, and I forgot who, but I love them, to tell us because they found if you Google Robert Sepulveda Jr., it comes up that he's 50.
Oh, girl, there was some kind of wiki war going on this week because I've seen that on a couple groups. People wrote on Wikipedia, it says Roberto Sepulveda Jr. His age is 43. And then under that, did you notice that in the picture she sent? Under that, it says Roberto Sepulveda 50. So I think people are going on Wikipedia and fucking with him because anybody can change a Wikipedia, you know? So I think someone's fucking with him because one age said 43 and the next one said 50.
Well, I think he's definitely 50.
I'm
50. I'm not. Listen, and there's no way that he's not 50. And that's not making fun of 50. It's just that you look at him next to Eric and Eric looks like he's half his age.
Well,
if Eric is 35, which they say he is, I'm going to believe that. Yeah, I believe that because he looks young.
Yeah.
Okay. So my point is, if a guy who actually looks young is 35, he is not 40. He's not even 43. He's 50.
You know, I said on the first episode, he's 47 if he's a damn day. So it's right. It's kind of right in the middle of what I'm thinking. I will say the biggest indicator that he's between 47 and 50 is that he's ready to settle down. I mean, that's gay settle down time. That's when our clocks are like, okay, your penis is not going to just get hard when it rains outside. So it's time to find somebody who can cook.
Right.
Let's face it. So,
which is why he should have picked Paul. But here's the thing. You're looking at them together and Eric is supposedly 35. And according to Robert, he's supposed to be like 30.
Yeah.
That was originally. So you mean to tell me these two are sitting here. Robert looks like Eric's dad. And Eric is supposed to be 5 years older than Robert. I don't think so.
Vampire
and werewolf gonna eat your
Oh, that's a callback to our bonus episode with Danique the Freak. Oh my god. So yeah, I mean, what a shocker. A whole line. Also, his name, it said his other name, like Vincent, what was his name? It's like Vincent Van Vundy or whatever. It's like his hoe name,
oh,
his
I don't
porn
even
name.
Oh. Oh, right.
But back to this one. Lance is like, how do you feel about hurting somebody? And he's like, well, I have a 12-inch penis, so I will either be hurting someone by breaking up with them or hurting somebody by plowing them with my gigantic schlong. I cannot decide who to hurt physically. Brandon is already on crutches.
I don't want to hurt him more. Physically.
I cannot bear having to sew him back up later. He is too sweet. I'll take the other one.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
That's true, by the way. It's humongous, you guys. Yeah. Like, whoever ends up with him is going to be like, whoa, okay, good to meet you. Bye. No, look, dicks that big are great in porn. In real life, you better get the hell out of here with that thing. I don't know what the hell you think you're going to do with that.
Yeah, not me though.
Not
You're not gonna
me.
do me. All right,
Hell no.
so he tells, so are we at the, let's just go to the ceremony.
Okay.
Because it's so much bullshit with,
Well, that was
I don't
just.
know, Eric is so vulnerable, but Brandon is so accomplished and he looks ripped in a tank.
Yeah.
But so then
And he
Ticer brings.
scored Oxy. Big step.
So 10 minutes left and I'm like, okay, there's, oh, well, there's 10 minutes left. So I was like, that's weird. Because we're at the Thai ceremony. But then we find out why. Because he needs to cry again. You're both stellar
You're
guys.
so stellar and vulnerable. Way.
Yeah. So I don't. Commercial break.
He actually says, "You have helped me accept the things that have happened to me in the past." I'm like, "What has happened to you?
Yeah.
You bang some dudes for some money. That is not something happening to you. That is you actively working in the workforce. So stop crying like you're some victim. You
Yeah.
swallow sperm on the internet from a condom, okay? Stop acting like you're some lifetime wife being chased through the house by Rob Lowe."
So they come back, and then Robert says, oh, it hurts me to say this, but Brandon, our paths in life are not aligned. I love booze, and I don't love gimps. I must get my tie back.
Our
And
paths have rainbows in them, which trip you. I cannot have this. I cannot have you tripping over my fake charity.
then it's super awkward because Brandon is on crutches, so Robert has to let go and physically pry the tie off of him. Wasn't that just horrible? Give me my tie.
You give
I
me
will
my
take it from you.
thigh. I will make sure someone helps you to the edge of the sand, and then you are on your own. We are taking back the crutches. You are no longer a part of Finding Prince Charming.
The end.
The
So,
credits roll so quickly. They're like,
yeah.
here's all five people who worked on the show. Brrr. So he
So then
picks
he says,
Eric, and Eric looks like doesn't even look happy. He's just like,
he's like, so
what
do
just
you want to be
happened?
in a relationship with me? And Eric's like, yeah,
Eric's like,
okay.
something happened with Brandon's ankle, I think. He's limping.
And Eric's like, I like lasagna because I'm Garfield. Get it? That was a stretch. But
I'm with
like,
you.
I want to be stuck on the back windshield of your car. Can you do that? Can I just be on the back windshield of your car?
It's like you're my Odie.
And that's it.
That's it. I mean, Eric basically just sweats all over him and half smiles. And he's like, our lives crossed for a reason.
What? It
Okay.
was so fake, right? Did you feel like it was? I felt, okay, this is gonna sound horrible, but I've already sounded horrible in the past, so I'm just gonna say it. I feel like he picked the guy with HIV so he could be like, I'm the hero. He was like, I liked you from the beginning. Nothing you could say could have scared me away.
I
When
think
you told me you had HIV, I was like, bring it on.
I
I
was
love you.
like, my favorite lane on the freeway is the HOV. This is crazy. We are one vowel away from being together forever. I think that he fell in love with him because they have matching blinding teeth. It's like the only person with teeth that white. He's like, our
Yeah.
teeth. We will be together forever, eating foods that do not hurt our non-enamel containing teeth.
Yeah.
Slugabug!
It was, I'm telling you, it was either that he wanted to look like a hero because he doesn't mind that he has HIV, or that it was just really surface because he is like, you are beautiful. Because they have not one thing in common.
Yeah. I
They've
thought that you
never
were
had a conversation.
beautiful, and then the other time I talked to you, I thought, oh, he's beautiful. Okay. Wow. True love. I like that Lance kind of speed walks into the scene and he's like, well, guys, congratulations. You've officially found your Prince Charming. And then he just walks off.
Yep.
And Eric is like, wow, I was here to find Prince Charming, but then it turned out that I was Prince Charming. No, that's not how it ended. I don't know what show you just watched. That's not really what happened. But okay, enjoy your delusional life.
But
Bye.
to be fair, To be fair, this was no better or worse than any season of The Bachelor, because they none of them have anything in common either. As I'm always saying, it's not like they ever talk about their hobbies or what they do for a living. It's just like, I thought you were beautiful, and now I want to marry you.
Well, who knows, you guys. I don't understand a lot of relationships. This one is no different. Robert has been spotted lots in Hollywood in the neighborhood that Eric lives in. So who knows? Are they still together? Are they not? I don't know.
He
wasn't at
the
Abbey with him. I guess we'll find out on the reunion next week.
Oh, yeah. That's
but
sort
when,
of like our, you know, after the final
finale.
Rose.
Yeah, that is our finale, the reunion episode. We will be back next week to make you feel vulnerable at the reunion.
Can't wait.
Me
all
too.
Right.
So find us on Instagram at RosePricksPod. You can find Stephanie on Twitter at swildertaylor.com or her podcast, For Crying Out Loud. You can find me at Ronnie Karam or my other podcast, Watch What Crappens. And
so funny.
Guys, we love you. Thank you so much. We will be back next week to wrap this bitch up.
We will. Bye.
Bye.